Secret Agent K7 returns.
Number one adventurer, K7, former United States secret agent who operated in 22 countries, on land, on sea, and in the air, brings you a story of today. We take you to K7's headquarters.
This is secret agent K7 speaking. Send in special agent B9 for assignment.
At once, K7.
Special agent B9 reporting for duty.
Agent B9, a copy of the Navy's new code book disappeared from the office last night. Unless it is recovered immediately, a new code will have to be issued at once. The book must be found within 24 hours. There is little for you to go on. However, the book was available to but 9 men. Here are their complete records. Study them and take whatever action you see fit. Report to me tomorrow. That's all.
Agent B9 and his assistant Rita Drake went to B9's laboratory and studied the records. Then they discussed their first move.
K7 was right, Rita. There isn't much to go on. Of the 9 suspects who could have stolen the codes, I believe 3 might have had a motive.
Which 3, B9?
Well, let's go over them. 2 of the 9 are high-ranking officers. I think we can eliminate them at once. That leaves 7.
Yes.
Of those 7, 1 has a father who is a naturalized citizen. The father was watched closely during the World War.
But he wasn't really suspected.
No. Nevertheless, the nation in which he was born is not friendly toward this country. My second suspect is the young lieutenant who married a foreign girl. She has parents in another country.
They've been married less than a year, B9.
Yes, but pressure could be applied on her. The threat of putting her mother and father in a concentration camp might be used to make her betray her husband. Now let's look at our third suspect. He is the officer whose brother is a leading cabinet minister of this government.
B9, you can't suspect him.
Just look at his brother's record. As a minister, he has fought against rearmament. He is known to sympathize with two powers whose aims are directly opposite to those of this country. And he has addressed many subversive organizations.
Even so.
All these 3 are suspects, Rita. It's nearly night. We've less than 12 hours left. That means we've got to work fast. I have asked the intelligence department to tap the home telephone lines of all these 3. K7 is listening to the conversation of the cabinet minister. We'll cover the others.
The first call Rita and B9 heard was from the foreign girl who was the wife of the lieutenant. It was put through at about 9 o'clock.
Is this you, Anton?
Who is this?
Dolores. Peter has left the house. Anton, why did you do it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're lying. You knew that Peter would be blamed because of me. They'll break him. You did it.
What did I do?
You stole the code book. You and the others. I told you I would not help you, but you took it anyway. I'm going to tell Peter the truth.
You would be wise if you kept quiet.
You can't frighten me.
You forget your mother and father.
You wouldn't dare do anything to them. I'm going to them tomorrow. You've ruined my marriage to Peter, and now you're trying to ruin his career. I told you I would not help you, and I won't. I'm leaving tonight.
You're acting like a fool.
You can't strike at Peter through me anymore. From now on, you'll take the blame. I know what you're planning. It won't work.
Hello. Hello, Dolores. Hello.
He hung up, B9. What does it mean?
It means that she suspects who stole the code book, Rita. It's our first lead. That girl is desperate. She knows what's happened, and she's afraid her husband will be blamed because of her. We've got to stop her before she gets away.
I'll go to her if you want to stay here.
Yes, I think you'd better. I heard the telephone number she called. I'm going to trace this Anton. I want to talk to him. You go to her. Within a minute after Rita and B9 heard the first telephone conversation, K7, listening on the line of the cabinet minister, heard a second call.
Hello. This is Anton.
You have made the copy of the code book?
Yes, it is ready. But something else has happened. She knows. She just telephoned me. If the Secret Service men find her, she will talk.
Secret Service men? They will find her at once. You call a messenger. Send the code book to her. Then bring the copy here. I'll expect you within an hour.
Rita arrived at the lieutenant's home a few minutes later. As she stopped her car, a messenger boy left the house. A moment later, she rang the doorbell.
Yes? What do you want?
May I come in and talk to you?
Who are you?
My name is Rita Drake. I'm the assistant of Special Agent B9.
You're with the Secret Service?
I'm investigating the disappearance of the Naval Code Book. I want to talk to you.
Come in. You arrived faster than I expected.
What do you mean? You didn't expect me.
Oh, yes. I knew when they sent it to me that someone would be here to search the house. Well, it won't be necessary. Here is the book.
The code book? Where'd you get it?
Well, I took it from my husband's desk. I went down to his office this morning and took it from his desk.
You're lying.
It's the truth. Peter doesn't know I have it. It was on his desk.
You're lying. You say you took it this morning?
Yes. I went to his office to ask him to go to lunch with me, and it was on his desk.
Dolores. Yes, I know your name. You're lying. The code book was stolen last night, not this morning. Who are you protecting? Anton?
You know about him.
I know that you telephoned him at 9 o'clock. You accused him of stealing this book. You said that he would put the blame on Peter.
Oh, he tried to. He sent the book here. The messenger left just before you arrived.
Yes, I saw him leave.
I didn't steal it, and neither did Peter. Oh, they're trying to put the blame on him.
Who's behind this?
I can't tell you.
Where is Anton? Where does he live?
Well, it wouldn't do you any good to know. He's not there. Oh, I'll take you to where he is. I'll make him tell you that he sent the book here.
You know where to go?
Yes. Have you a car?
It's outside.
Well, then I'll take you to them. Oh, I'll make them tell the truth. Will you go with me?
Yes, and we'll go now.
Following Dolores' directions, Rita drove to another section of the city. It was nearly 10:30 when they stopped the car.
Stop in front of the big house on the right.
Anton lives there?
No, but we will find him there. Oh, I'm sure of it. We will go in and face them.
Whom do you expect to find with him?
You'll find out in a minute. Are you coming in with me?
Yes. What makes you so sure your friend Anton is here?
His car is across the street. Oh, I knew he would be here. He comes every night. It is here that they plot. I came once. The minister asked...
Oh. You slipped, Dolores. Is this the home of the cabinet minister whose brother is a naval officer?
Yes. Oh, you would have found out in a minute anyway. They've been stealing information for months. It was all worked out. They were going to blame my husband if they were caught. Oh, that's why they wanted me to join them. I'll make them admit it.
Look, the door's opening. Someone's coming out.
It's Anton. Oh, we've got to stop him. Anton!
What do you want here? Get up out of my way.
You sent that book to me. You want Peter to be blamed.
I don't know what you're talking about. Get out of my way.
He's running away. Come back.
Don't worry. He won't get away. Not while I have this revolver. You thought you'd get away from me. But you didn't.
He's badly hurt.
Peter, what happened?
B9, where were you?
In the minister's house with K7. We were placing them under arrest. Anton ran out.
And I shot him with my husband's service revolver. He was a spy. He deserved to die. Here's the gun. Arrest me if you want.
It won't be necessary. This man was running away with a copy of a naval code book. Thank you for stopping him. Special Agent B9 reporting K7. All details have been cleaned up. Only one copy of the code was made. It was recovered on the body of the spy, Anton Boris. The cabinet has accepted the resignation of the minister involved. No reason for his retirement has been given to the public.
In times of world unrest, there are many intrigues uncovered which never become public property. Such a plot as the story you have just heard seldom reaches the pages of a newspaper. May I add that the young lieutenant and his loyal wife, Dolores, were cleared of all suspicion. Listen for my next story. This is K7 speaking.